Well, folks, I'm really excited today to bring back a guest that, boy, all my American friends and even Canadians want to know what is going on with the renowned pastor. He's been a political prisoner in this country of Canada. And, of course, earlier we talked about the Get Out video that went viral. Of course, the prison time, the nightmare that was 2022 for Arthur Pulowski and his family. And then, of course, the tour in the United States. Arthur, everybody wants to know, I mean, a lot of Americans heard that you were in prison and you were facing these court dates, you're on house arrest, and talk about what's happening. I mean, for the listeners, I mean, you won the Independence Party seat, you're out there traveling around. It is now, as we're recording today, February 8th, Wednesday. Arthur, what is the latest, what happened in Lethbridge? You know, we're going to do just the 15 minutes, Arthur, on top of the other stuff. Get into what has happened in 2023 already coming out of the shoot.
Thank you so much, Sheila. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. My adventure, if you will, has not been done with. As you mentioned, I had multiple trials, over 40 citations and 5 arrests during the COVID tyranny. And my final grand finale or showdown, if you will, just happened a few days ago on Thursday, February 2nd, and Friday, February 3rd. And that was the trial of the century, truly a trial of the century, where I have been accused, put in solitary confinement, metal cages, on concrete cells without water, without washroom, and then kidnapped by the sheriffs, shackled into a max spot for the most dangerous offenders in the country, and then in psych ward without the evaluation of the doctors and the knowledge of Alberta Health Services. Well, that trial happened just a few days ago, and what a shocker. The Crown Prosecutor had absolutely nothing except my sermon. I was asked by the trackers to come and deliver a number of church services to them. So I did 2, as you remember, in Calgary. And then I did another one in Milk River. And then the final one in Coutts. And in Coutts, I told Canadians to stand up for their rights, to do it peacefully and yet firmly, that those rights are God-given freedoms, not just a state-given freedoms. And I told the people multiple times to do it peacefully, no guns, no swords, but to stand up for the rights. And it was that sermon that triggered arrest by the RCMP officers, detectives, Calgary police, uniformed, undercover, and I was interrogated for hours, and I ended up in prison. The Crown Prosecutor said, after dumping thousands of pages on the lap of my defense team, I have criminal and civil advocates. After that, he wasted over $100,000 of our money. And then he said, oh, by the way, I'm not calling any witnesses. All of that stuff was just to hurt our defense. And he just pulled that video, my sermon to the truckers. Sheila, you would not believe what was said. He compared me to someone inciting murder. He compared me to Rwanda genocide.
Wow.
He attacked solidarity movement. And while I was sitting over there listening to this insane pathological liar, his name is Stephen Johnston. He's a Crown Prosecutor from a special unit. Can you believe it? Like SS, I would say, of Alberta.
Wow.
And he took a swing at the solidarity movement, because as you remember, during that time, I was always walking around with a hoodie that said solidarity, and on the back, with God we win. It was that hoodie that he hated the most. So he said, by having solidarity ride up on my hoodie, I was inciting people to acts of violence. And I mean, this guy is so insane that somehow he was connecting what happened behind the Iron Curtain under the solidarity movement into a Rwanda genocide. I couldn't believe it. Everyone was puzzled. What a total insane of an individual this guy is. And I was thinking, while I was listening to that, I was thinking, I'm wondering what the Polish government would have to say about this, because as you know, the Polish government right now is the government from that era. It's the government of the solidarity movement. It was peaceful. Simply what happened in 1980, 81, and 82, Polish people had enough. they said to the wannabe pharaohs, we don't want to serve you anymore, and they walked out of jobs. It was a union strike. And that's what I was saying to Canadians multiple times. So just walk out of your jobs and it's over. Within a week, our rights will be restored, because if you refuse to work for the mafia, for the Gestapo, if you will, well, their system is going to collapse. Well, that was too much for the Alberta government, and they arrested me, and I had to spend 50 days in prison. So the story is not over. The judge reserved his decision until the middle of March. And between from my 50 days in solitary and then, of course, multiple charges, multiple arrests, which I won every single one of them. And I think that's what upsets those people, that they keep losing. They keep arresting me. They keep charging me and they keep losing, because God is bigger. Our God is bigger than their devil. But during that time between the arrests, the people of Alberta elected me to become their next leader under the umbrella, under the banner of the Independence Party of Alberta. The Independence Party of Alberta, you can go to abindependence.com. It's a party that is formed by neighbors just like you. And here is what we want. We want accountability. We want checks and balances. We want our government to be formed by the people just like you, people that understand what you're going through from our neighborhoods. We need to change. We need to reform the entire system, from the educational system, banking system, political arena, the so-called justice system or healthcare system. Right now, we have judges that are appointed by the government officials. And of course, when you're appointed, you don't work for the people. You work for those that appointed you. What we want to do, we want to start electing judges. We need our own police force here in the province of Alberta, Alberta's Rangers. We need constitutional sheriffs that will be actually watching. I call them the anti-corruption force, that will be watching judges, police officers, politicians, to make sure that our laws are upheld. Because right now, Sheila, the problem is that they can do whatever they want. They can literally get away with murder and there's nothing you can do about it. They locked us like rats in cages, and then themselves went vacationing, breaking rules, restrictions, and mandates, and they were not accountable for all of that. As you remember, the Sky Palace hypocrisy by the UCP government, so-called conservative government, that stands for abortion, stands for homosexual perversion, stands for all the abuse, the suicide, the fentanyl overdoses, and all those different things. I mean, it's insanity at the highest level. So we'll see what is going to happen. Election is in May of 2023. I have thrown my name into the hat, encouraging other God-fearing, good Canadians to come and join me. And people will come to me, Sheila, and they would say, hey, you're going to split the votes. If you don't vote for the lesser of two evils, a bigger evil will come. Well, right now, all of them are the same. They're evil, wicked individuals forwarding the same agenda. So we're dealing with snakes, vipers, and scorpions. All of them are deadly. Some of them will just kill you a little bit slower. So we don't have time to waste. We don't have time to just, hey, you know, let's wait a little bit longer. There is no a little bit longer anymore at our disposal. They are hurting the next generation. As you know, they have already outlined our future. You will own nothing. You will be eating crickets, riding a bicycle in minus 35, and you will be happy. While at the same time, we saw those people that said that to you and me, flying private jets in Davos, driving SUVs and eating Japanese steaks.
Yeah, well, we're eating Z-bugs, right? It's circus ridiculous. These modern day court jesters, a person cannot get a fair trial, being compared to Rwandan genocide. You've been treated like El Chapo, charged under the... Has anybody ever been charged under the Infrastructure Act? And what do you anticipate is going to happen? I mean, that's got to be stressful, not knowing if a judge says, well, I'm just going to figure it out as I go. I mean, this is insanity, as you mentioned. I mean, they sat outside your house for how long? They violated your church. So when you look at Chris, Jerry, Tony, Chris still being, you know, the absolute unjust treatment of them as well, these Alberta political prisoners in prison for over 1 year, innocent until proven guilty, I thought, Arthur, like, what is your thoughts and What do you anticipate?
Yeah, we're truly living in a scary times where the justice has been thrown out, the protection of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, with the preamble, whereas Canada acknowledges the supremacy of God and the rule of law, the rule of law kicked out, and then constitution forgotten, and the human rights are not important anymore. Like, listen, they put me in metal cages for no reason whatsoever. I was stripped naked for no reason whatsoever. I mean, those people are evil, evil, evil. So as a pastor, I have to believe that God has a plan for my life. And so far, he has proven that no matter what evil throws at me, he always comes to the rescue. I don't know what kind of a decision is going to be. Well, let's put it this way. If this judge follows the letter of the law, there is absolutely no way that I can be convicted. I did not incite people to do anything except peacefully and lawfully stand up for their rights. And you're right, I am the first and the only Canadian ever that has been charged with interfering with the crucial infrastructure under the Defense Act. Like, it's a total insanity. Out of all the 15, 20,000 people that were at the border, either at Milk River or Coots, I am the only one. They have chosen to charge a pastor for that terrorism charge. It's total insanity. Why? Because I believe it's a showdown between the devil and God himself. You got to remember, every totalitarian regime is a godless regime, and it's a competition. They are competing with the living God. And a person like me that boldly tells them, listen, one day the time of reckoning is going to come. One day you're going to pay for what you said and what you did. That one day Jesus is coming to judge the living and the dead. Listen, they hate that stuff because they believe they are the elites. They believe that they are the pharaohs. And you, the rest of us, we're just simply slaves. What do slaves do? Wear a muzzle like a proper dog. You cannot bark. You cannot say anything. You can only work for us and work in such a way that you will own nothing and you will be happy. So this is a showdown between evil and good. This is a war between evil and good. And I believe that God is going to come victorious, of course. My life belongs to him, not to the judge, not to the pathological liar, Crown Prosecutor Stephen Johnston, that lied so many times during my bail hearings. You know, Sheila, he accused me, you know, when I delivered that sermon, when people were depressed, when people were losing hope, I went over there to cheer them and to tell them, you know, remember about God and stand lawfully and peacefully for your God-given rights. Well, he lied that I cost Canadian economy over $400 million worth of damages because I spoke those few words to Canadians. Unbelievable, sickening. Those people have no conscience. They have given themselves to the devil himself. And I'm telling you, they will pay for what they have been doing. You see, God will not allow them to mock him forever. I believe that we have entered a time, not just judgment. Judgment, I believe, has been happening for a few years. We are entering the wrath of God. I believe we are about to witness the plagues of Egypt and the Red Sea encounter. I believe that the economy is collapsing, and I believe that Canadians are not aware. Really, they're not seeing what's really is coming. If they will keep electing those wicked, evil people. Well, listen, Daniel Smith became the next premier, replacing this evil man, Jason Kenney. However, she appointed the same ministers back into the office. So we're dealing with the same body. Yeah, the head was cut off, but they are like Hydra, the many heads. So Tyler Shandro, the same man that sent the, you know, AHS Gestapo to shut down our churches and restaurants, while he was greatly rewarded by Daniel Smith. He's the Minister of Justice. So think about it. The very man that sent the AHS, Alberta Health Services, to shut us down is now in charge of prosecuting us. Can you imagine?
No.
It's like saying Hitler is dead. Let's put Goering or Goebbels, you know, in charge of Germany, judging the Jewish people. It's unbelievable. Then we got Travis Staves. He's still the Minister of Finance, the same man that partied with his previous boss, were caught red-handed breaking the mandates for which I was arrested in the middle of the highway with my brother David. We are dealing with highly corrupted, evil individuals, pathological liars. But here is another twist in the story. I don't know if you're familiar with the name K.C. Maddoo.
K.C. Maddoo
was a previous minister of justice, so-called justice. And then he came publicly and said everything, all the mandates, restrictions, had nothing to do with science or keeping people healthy. This was power and control. You know, Daniel Smith, our new premier, appointed him to be a deputy premier. Well, we don't stand a chance. We are dealing with the Nazis that have been killing us for the past few years, and now they are still in power. And Albertans are contemplating of re-electing them in May. I just shake my head, Sheila. I don't understand those people. I don't understand what is going to take for Albertans to finally realize that those conservatives are not conservatives after all. At all, they're traitors. They should be charged with treason. And you have to start voting for someone completely new, someone from outside of the big boys club. So AB Independence Party, Alberta Independence Party, I believe it has potential, it has a chance to bring accountability back into our beloved Alberta. But ultimately, it will be up to Albertans. What do they want? Because we know by multiple interviews, Danielle Smith has said that she is aiming for the net zero. So our industry eventually is going to be murdered completely. She just is going to do it a little bit slower than Justin Trudeau, Castro is willing to do himself. So we're heading the same direction. It seems no one is stopping. Do you know, Sheila, that at my trial or outside, there was not even one MLA standing for our rights or a member of parliament? Not even one.
Unbelievable. I mean, this is a science fiction. So going forward, Archer, what's important is Canadians are listening. I think a lot of Canadians feel like they feel hopeless. They feel like, what can I do? It's really important to get critical mass. It's important for Canadians to take back their country. But because we're now facing these tyrannical thugs, they will stop at nothing to persecute you, Arthur. We see biblically, touch not the anointed. I told you, I got a prophetic word for you in December that you will be vindicated. You will be exonerated. We look at what happened with Mordecai. God is still on his throne and God is still sovereign. We look at, it says, why do the heathen rage against God? These are God's enemies, Arthur. And we really have to stand up as Christians. Of course, I've played the clip for years that Justin Castro has said Christians are the worst thing in Canada. I mean, is this incredible to see where your beloved country, I mean, you came from, as you mentioned earlier, a communist regime. When we go through the fire, look at, we have examples in Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God is with us, and we have to see that God is still sovereign, don't we, Arthur?
Yes, and if I was to give advice to Canadians or Albertans, I would say we have been doing this revolving door game for a very long time. It seems that political parties are always scaring people, from the other political party. So if you don't vote for us, then the other bigger villain will get in. I mean, are you not sick and tired of this game? I mean, this is a psychological warfare. This is pure manipulation. I say to Albertans, now you have a tangible opportunity to vote people just like you. Where was Daniel Smith when we were marching on the streets of our cities fighting for our rights for the past 3 years? Nowhere to be found. She was hiding. And suddenly now she comes out and she comes out for freedom. She's somehow a savior of Alberta. I mean, this is ridiculous. Where was Pierre Poilievre when we were dying on the streets of Ottawa, being trampled by horses? Don't you see that those people are fake pretendees? That this is a game by the same people, good cop and bad cop, but they are all the same. They're part of the same agenda. So we have to stop that insanity and get rid of those people. In Ontario, I couldn't believe it. I don't believe that the election was even honest, that they re-elected Ford. This evil, evil, evil individual, like a frog. When I see him, I see an ungodly, filthy frog of a human being. He is evil. Some people are just lost. This man is evil. So how long is it going to take for Canadians to finally say enough is enough? We already pay 55% in taxes, and this is just the beginning. Every year they're raising taxes like crazy while they're murdering our ability to make a living. And I'm looking at this, over 50% of Canadians are struggling to pay just the bills.
Yes.
And this is not going to stop because they're implementing, you will own nothing and you will be happy. So it's really up to the people. Open your eyes, open your ears. Another thing is, where are the Christians? Let me ask you this question. If you're living in the province of Alberta and you're planning to vote for the so-called conservatives, do you know that Danielle Smith stands for abortion publicly, openly? Do you know that every year she marches with homosexuals on the streets of our cities? Are you okay with that as a Christian? Because if you are, I would say to you, you're not a Christian. Far from it. You are no different than the world. So what is going to take for the people to actually vote for a real Christian man? I do not know. But the opportunity is there. In May, we are going to have a number of candidates, and we will be bringing accountability back into the political realm, and not only there. So we are truly conservatives. We stand on the history of this country, on a Judeo-Christian values. And the first thing that I'm going to do if elected in the legislature, I'm going to reinstate prayer, because even that has been kicked out from our places of power, either city halls or courts or legislatures or parliament. So the first thing I will do, I'll bring back the prayer. We need to bring back God into our land. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen.
If you want your freedoms, then you need to invite God of freedoms, because without him, you're just the slaves.
Well, you mentioned that, you know, we're in a psychological operation, but we're also not fighting flesh and blood, but against these dark powers, these devils. This is a spiritual battle. You just mentioned something incredible. Where are the Christians? Where are the pastors, Arthur?
Well, that's a good question. In Lethbridge, I don't think there was even one pastor from Lethbridge that came.
No, this is incredible. Well, I mean, again, folks, we're in a spiritual battle. In the book of Acts and through the Gospels, you see them turning the world upside down. You see what Paul the Apostle did, who wrote a great deal of the epistles. When you look at the book of Acts, and I've always called this for over a decade, the hand manual for Christian living. Let's not forget, I mean, people think that Jesus was some lamb-petting hippie, but he actually turned over tables in these devil-worshipping synagogues. He flipped, I mean, the money changers. We see example after example of real strong, badass men, sorry to offend anybody, but that are just storming and turning the world upside down. But now these pastors have let the culture dictate. I mean, I interviewed three pastors across Canada that were told to open their church. They shut their church down, but they were COVID vaccine centers for $1 million. I mean, what kind of insanity is that, Arthur?
Well, a repetition of history at every corner, at every level, selling Jesus for 30 shekels of silver. Once again, people are betraying their king, they're betraying their master, they're betraying their faith, their denominations. I mean, I remember growing up in a Christendom, there was always a talk about denomination, right? But they even don't stand for that anymore. That's how low Christianity has fallen. Do you know that there is not even one mosque that was shut down during this tyranny? I witnessed thousands of Muslims where I was arrested for opening, for keeping the church's door open. At the same time, they had the Ramadan and they had over 2,000 Muslims celebrating. No police, no AHS, no bylaws, no tickets. Imam was not arrested. Free pass.
I actually played footage of Muslims pouring out of a mosque outside Edmonton, Alberta during COVID, Arthur, when I couldn't even go to a restaurant with my sons who work in the oil patch and three of my boys live in Alberta. I have video footage of this, Arthur. I put it up and it was taken down by Mark Zuckerberg on Facebook. What kind of double standard do we have in this country? We have Muslim-loving Jason Kenney and Andrew Scheer and Stephen Harper, Justin Trudeau. There's a mosque on every street corner in Alberta. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, and again, that's how far we have fallen. Remember, Alberta used to be called the Bible Belt of Canada, and now they are destroying it with their own hands. Do you know that in Alberta, we had two pastors in the positions of premier? So we had Eberhard, Bible Bill, he was called, because he would preach every Sunday, and over 300,000 people were listening to his sermons as a premier. And then Manning, after him, the longest serving premier in the history of the Commonwealth. For 25 years, he was also pastor, and he was listened by over 600,000 people. So we have a rich history of Christians running this country. That's why this country is so blessed. We can truly become Saudi Arabia of North America. I mean, we are sleeping on oil. We can be the richest province within the Confederation, but they're not allowing us. They're killing us. They're destroying our industry. They're attacking our farmers. They're attacking our beef producers. You know, the latest nonsense they're bringing is that in the rural Alberta, you will not be allowed to have more than four chickens without a special permit. Yeah,
that's, well, and Bill Gates buying up the farmland. Now he's doing lab-grown meat. As we're recording today, we have the former chief medical officer in Alberta found guilty of a child sex assault. What a bunch of perverts and sickos we're dealing with at the highest level. Bill Gates of hell buying up lab-grown meat because you're supposed to eat crickets and eat the bugs, Archer. Like, it is pure insanity. So take another 5 minutes as we wrap up the show, Arthur. What's important going forward, and what do you want from Canadians? Tell folks how they can help you.
Well, we have to be strong. Without the support of Canadians and people, the listeners, well, we cannot do it. We do not receive even a penny from the government. We're not for sale. They offered me $2 million to betray Albertans, to betray my faith. Well, I couldn't do it. I'm not Judas Iscariot. And so it's extremely difficult. So if people can go to streetchurch.ca, streetchurch.ca, and help us out, that would be great. We are feeding thousands of people on the streets of Calgary every single month. And of course, go to abindependence.com, the party that I am the leader of at this moment, and sign up and come to vote, be involved in this upcoming election. I mean, we cannot do this alone. If you want a free country, it will take all of us. One man cannot do it. One group of people cannot do it. It takes an army of like-minded Canadians, Albertans, that are willing to take back what's rightfully theirs for the sake of their children and their grandchildren. So we need, like my brother David always says, well, we can keep shooting, but we need bullets. The bullets are the funding. Well, we can't feed the poor without the funding. We cannot go to courts. Like, you know, people say, well, the lawyers at this moment didn't cost you anything. I paid personally. I lost millions of dollars on lawyers myself for the past 100 court cases, 300 citations, and at that time, 11 arrests. They almost ruined me. I had to sell my properties. I had to sell my houses. They want to ruin you. They want to destroy you. They want to take your ability to be able to fight them. Like I said, one group of people cannot do it. That's why we need your support. We need you to come and chip in so we can keep firing. And of course, I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about traveling. Even to my courts, I have to drive. I had to drive to Lethbridge. I had to rent a hotel, meals, gasoline. I mean, all of that adds up, believe me, and it becomes thousands upon thousands of dollars. So if you can, and I'm telling you, everyone can chip in at least a little bit, and also pray. Pray for God's will that would be manifested in our lives. Ultimately, in the end of the day, what I want is not my will, but his will. Because I'm telling you, my flesh yells and screams enough. I don't want to go through this ordeal anymore.
Yeah.
But what if God wants to use that? Just like you mentioned, during the time of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it was in the fire that God dealt with their enemies. In the fire, they had an encounter of the living God, and they were freed in the fire. In the fire, they had a testimony for the whole world to see, and in the fire, they were promoted. So we as Christians, we have to be willing to go all the way, even to the death. So I want you to pray for me with this specific prayer. God, not my will, but thy will. Whatever the will of the living God is for my life, whatever he wants to use it, here I am, Lord, use me.
Amen. Well, speaking of prayer, our prayer teams have been praying for you all throughout 2020, 2023. We've been doing a lot of prayer and spiritual warfare. Arthur, if you would, please, let's pray in the last part of the show. Folks, I want you to come in agreement with this prayer. We really need to be lifting Arthur and his family who have gone through hell and back. And I can tell you that is a fact. This is one man. Folks, there's still four other men in prison from the Coots border. We need to be lifting up Chris and these Tony and these men. So Arthur, if you would do us the honor, let's pray.
Father God, I pray for my beloved country, Canada. I pray for my province of Alberta, that your perfect will would be manifest in all of our lives. I pray that you would open the eyes of the people so they can see what's really happening. I pray that you would give them ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the people today. I pray, Father, that the repentance would come and that they would be covered with the precious blood of Jesus. And Father God, you told us that the angel of death is going to be going around this nation and many people will die. And the only people that will survive this will be the people with the blood of the Lamb. I pray, Father, just like the Israelites during the time of Egypt covered themselves and their households and their family members with the blood of the Lamb. Father God, now we have the blood of a perfect, spotless Lamb. I pray that people would accept you, the mighty name that is above every other name, the precious sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I pray, Father, that they would go to their knees, that they would repent and turn away from their wicked ways. And Father, I pray that by your mercy and your grace, you would cover us all with your precious blood, that the enemy will not be able to touch us, and the angel of death will pass over our household, not to touch anything that belongs to us. In the name of Jesus, I give you all the glory for everything that is happening and for everything that is about to happen. Amen.
Amen. And as you were praying, Arthur, I got that scripture in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, he didn't say if the pagan losers, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall do what? Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then and only then will he hear from heaven. He'll forgive our sins and he'll heal our land. It's very important that we understand that this is a spiritual battle. Arthur, in the last part of the show, give out one more time where people can find out more about the Alberta Independence Party, how they can again support you, and then where people can best follow you.
To get a membership and to support the political realm, go to abindependence.com, abindependence.com. To support us and the church and the feeding of the poor and me personally and my family, because of course we are living by donation. I'm not receiving a salary from the party. Everything we do is volunteering. Go to streetchurch.ca, streetchurch.ca, or you can use a PayPal over there, or you can send a check. The information is there, or you can e-transfer art@streetchurch.ca.
Give out the mailing address where they can send check or money order.
1740 25A Street Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T3C1J9, Street Church, Canada.
Calgary, Alberta, Canada, folks. And I've got the information linked in the description for the YouTube, the podcast, and the terrestrial radio stations. I'll give that out one more time at the end. But it was funny, Arthur, I got to tell a quick personal story. I was in Calgary, Alberta over the winter holidays, and I was thinking, in minus 50 with the wind chill, when you had your Christmas celebration with Theo Fleury. And I have to say, can you imagine they want us driving these bicycles, these Agenda 2030 devils with a sustainable development? Can you imagine us trying to ride a bike in minus 50 in Calgary, Arthur?
No, those people are insane. I mean, I would say, okay, let's do it, but let's all do it. I want to see them doing it. But of course, yeah, that insanity is only for us, because according to them, we are slaves. That's not for them. They have their SUVs and private jets.
Rules for me, but not for thee. Thank you for coming on, Arthur. Folks, up on your screen is several events that Arthur Plosky will be speaking at. We've got one incredible event coming up in Lloydminster, and a big shout out to Bob Leon. He's a Alberta boy, and he's been really the push behind this Alberta Independence Party. There's a link below. The Alberta Independence Party website is linked there below, and it's also up on your screen. And look at the speakers that are lined up here for these events, especially you want to get out to March 4th, because guess who is in attendance at that? Three great friends of the program, Mark Morano, of course, Arthur Plosky, and you're going to love this guy if you don't know him, the Grizzly Patriot himself, my friend Mark Friesen. These men are all heroes in my book. God bless them all. They are great Canadian men. I'm so privileged to call them friends, and really want to give a shout out again to Bob Blalone for putting this incredible Agenda 2030 event together. I'm going to see those boys in March. I'm really hoping that I can get to that, have a book table available. I'd like to sign a lot of people's books, Green Gospel. I'll bring, of course, the book Technogeddon, The Coming Human Extinction. It's really a play on words of technological Armageddon. With all the digital science fiction that we are upon right now, right? Nanotechnology and CRISPR editing and digital IDs, rise of the machines. I'm telling you, folks, it is incredible, the information that I cover in this book. Get yourself a copy of that. But mostly, folks, get yourself a copy of the book I wrote back in 2016 with my incredible best friend, Carla Butod, powerful minister from Texas. I'll tell you, she hails from the Lone Star State, and we wrote an incredible book. It was number one in warfare for 3 years solid. It has a 5-star review on Amazon. Listen, this is not a cutesy plug, folks. Power Prayers, Warfare That Works. It works. We went through hell to get that book published, and I really do believe that we are in a spiritual battle. And like we say in the book, folks, prayer is when you are addressing God. And that's really important, and you should be doing that every day. We have to be praying and fasting, and all these little yuppies that are running around doing their intermittent fasting to lose weight. Listen, folks, Jesus didn't say, if you fast. He said, when you fast, fast like this. And we are intermittently supposed to be fasting out of the book of Daniel. But now, you know, today's trendies have made this, you know, really unimportant. So when we're fasting, we need to be in the Word of God. And folks, so at the end of the program here, I'm going to play the trailer for the book Technogeddon. And again, this show is sponsored by Green Gospel. Do get your copy on Amazon. It didn't get much traction in the day when it was released. It took me 5 years to write it. It was released in 2015, and it's like reading a newspaper. Thank you, Lord, for the prophetic voice that you gave me. I'll tell you what, folks, it is an incredible book, and I'm working on my 2023 book. The working title is Behold a Pale Green Horse, and it's gonna be incredible. And a big shout out to all my listeners out there in satellite radio over there on shortwave WWCR. A big shout out to you and our old partners WINB and people listening around the globe on the podcast and YouTube. Hey, listen, become one of my patrons too, by the way, because I'll tell you what, if you support this ministry, you not only become a part of what God's doing, but you know what's really exciting? We have some incredible things coming in March. One-on-one guests, exclusive prayer, deliverance, teaching on spiritual warfare. It is going to be fantastic, and you do not want to miss the opportunity. So go over there to SheilaZelinsky.com. We were supposed to have the new website launched January 1st, but we're running behind. So in the meantime, you can still go over there to SheilaZelinsky.com. And also SheilaZelinsky.tv, and you can find all the show archives. And by the way, tomorrow my guest is Mark Friesen, and then the next day, Alex Newman. We have a fantastic week. You are not going to want to miss this. Thank you very much for tuning into the program. God bless you all. We'll see you real soon.